Parents' responsibility to train their children according to the Word of God. Apostle Paul declared to young converts to obey him because he was their parent in the Lord. He disclosed to children, and warned them, Ephesians 6:1-2, Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. Only parents who are born again and seeking God's will, can truly give children the spiritual and natural leadership that is essential in the technological society in which we live. The trend of automation, material comforts, and the general sense of well-being through some successful endeavor, is a curse in disguise to those who do not live for God. When parents are spiritually delinquent, children will subsequently follow their example. Let us take heed to the scriptures. King Solomon was emphatic, and taught his children to be attentive and obey his instructions. Proverbs 4:1, Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. In this verse, Solomon taught that we should teach our children, and give them understanding with the scriptures. Verses 3-4, For I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, Let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. It is comprehensible that Solomon highly esteemed the instruction of his father and mother. His father, King David, a godly man, taught him. He learned to fear God and keep his commandments at a young age. Verse 10, Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. That scripture is for both parents and children. If parents would obey the Lord and receive spiritual discipline, God will add years to their lives. Children, if you would obey your parents, who are teaching you the right way to live, God will surely bless you with all of the spiritual blessings you ask of Him. God's eyes are on the young people who are rebellious against their parents. He has promised in His Word that a disobedient child will not have longevity. The Lord is emphatic. You must reverence your heavenly Father and your spiritual and natural parents. Jesus proclaimed, St. Matthew 15:4, For God commanded, saying, Honor thy father and mother, and, he that curseth father or mother, let him die the death. God promised long life to those who are obedient to their fathers, mothers, and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Solomon continues to expound the word of wisdom to his son in Proverbs 4:11, I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. Now we can understand that it is not enough to teach our children wisdom, which is God's word, we should be spiritually prepared to lead our children and to teach them spiritual preparation. Solomon further elaborates with the words of truth. Proverbs 8:10, Receive my instruction, and not silver, and knowledge rather than choice gold. This verse emphasizes that we should teach our children the divine wisdom of God, which is more important than the riches of this world. Proverbs 23:4-5, Labor not to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom. For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away as an eagle toward heaven. Young people should not sell illicit drugs to get rich. The criminal justice system will someday convict evildoers, who try to get rich hastily. Both parents and children should choose to have the knowledge of God above all the material security that the world offers. Proverbs 8:11, For wisdom is better than rubies, and all the things that may be desired are not to be compared to it. There is nothing on earth as precious as the wisdom of God, given to us by His Word and Spirit. It is one of the eternal spiritual riches, which Jesus gives to His children, who love and obey Him. Verse 18, Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. King Solomon expounds the power of divine wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. If you desire spiritual riches, choose wisdom, because wisdom is the perpetual riches and righteousness of God. Wisdom is essential in this life and the life to come. Verse 22, The Lord possessed me in the beginning of His way, before His works of old. It is clear to us that the Lord is the creator of wisdom. Verse 14, Counsel is mine, and sound wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. To the parent and child, God desires you to take hold of His counsel and obey His instructions. By doing so, you will have spiritual strength to face life's events of disappointments and hardships with dignity and the grace of God. When parents fail to chasten their children according to the Scriptures, they despise their own children's souls. It is clear to us that teaching our children God's Word, and living an exemplified life, is important. Let us proceed in the Word of God, Proverbs 23:13, withhold not correction from the child. We should punish our children by depriving them of things they desire. By doing this, we force them to humble themselves. Thereby, God delivers their souls from hell when they are subject to Him and their parents. Parents, who dedicate their lives to God, will obey the Scriptures by correcting their children with wisdom. We should not be brutal to our children by scarring and lacerating their bodies, which our laws forbid. Solomon concluded, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. That is God's commandment to parents. They should train their children to worship God, learn the Scriptures, live the Word of God, and work for an honest living when they are young. Apostle Paul proclaimed, 2 Thessalonians 3:10, for even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Parents should train their children, who are healthy, to work for God and learn to help others for the future. Apostle Paul reminded Timothy that his mother and grandmother taught him to be skillful with the Word of God when he was young. 2 Timothy 1:5, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. It is evident that Timothy knew the Scriptures from childhood, and when he became older, he became a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ because he did not depart from his training. Timothy's mother and grandmother's training was instrumental in addicting him to the Word of God from a child. We should train our children. 1 Corinthians 16:15, I beseech you, brethren, ye know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and that they have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints. We are responsible for our children's spiritual and physical well-being. If they disobey, they will pay with their lives and become victims under the criminal and civil laws of humanity. 1 Timothy 1:9-10, knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly and for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind perverts, for menstealers, for liars, for perjured persons, and if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. This is why the Word of God tells us to train our children. The initial teaching and obedience should come forth first from the parents. Repentance is essential for us to be obedient to God's Word. Only through obedience to Jesus can we parents live spiritual lives before our children. Paul said these words to his spiritual son Timothy, 2 Timothy 3:14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Paul knew that Timothy had learned the Word of God, because of his parents who were faithful in the Lord. He encouraged Timothy to continue to live according to the Word of God. It is wonderful when we spiritually equip ourselves to instruct our children with the Scriptures when they have fears and questions unanswered. Parents should always be cautious about what their children watch on television and the internet. These are the means Satan is filling the tender hearts of children with the filth of sex and all the pollution of sin. Therefore, we, who are parents, should strictly discipline our children in order for them to receive salvation. Saint Matthew gives us this account concerning little children whose parents brought them to Jesus. Saint Matthew 19:13, then were there brought unto him little children, that he should put his hands on them, and pray, and the disciples rebuked them. We have many people who say that they are disciples of Jesus, but they do not have a burden for souls, and are not interested in the salvation of children. Our children are the future leaders for tomorrow. We should teach them to love and fear God. We should also teach them to accept and love those who are not of their particular race. For these are the things taught in the Word of God. If we bring our young people to Jesus, where is the preaching of the full gospel of Christ, we will have less race hatred, fewer murders, less drunkenness, fewer divorces, homosexuals, thieves, suicides, and rapes. Faith in Jesus comes as a result of teachings. Jesus said, verse 14, "Suffer little children, and forbid them not, to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." We should not forbid the salvation of our children. It matters not what age they are, just make sure that they are sincere toward the Lord, and then let Jesus put his hands upon their lives in his own appointed time. We should not force them, but let the Spirit of God lead them. Jesus desires to establish his spiritual kingdom in the hearts of children. Verse 15, "And he laid his hands on them, and departed thence." Even as Jesus laid his hands upon the lives of those children in biblical times, likewise, he will lay his hands, which is his Spirit, upon the hearts of our children of today. When Jesus saves them, we should receive them as saints of God. Jesus said, St. Matthew 18:2-5, "And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except ye be converted, and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoso shall receive one such little child in my name receiveth me." It is relatively clear that Jesus is equally as concerned about our youths as he is the adults. Jesus continues, verse 6, "But whoso shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." According to this scripture, it is a very dangerous proposition when you hinder those youths who come to Jesus for salvation. The Lord Jesus assures us in that scripture that eternal destruction will be upon those who offend his believers, whether they are young or old. 2 Kings 2:23-24, "And he went up from thence unto Bethel, and as he was going up by the way, there came forth little children out of the city, and mocked him, and said unto him, Go up, thou bald head, go up, thou bald head. And he turned back, and looked on them, and cursed them in the name of the Lord. And there came forth two she-bears out of the wood, and tare 42 children of them." Elisha was a spiritual parent to those children, and God chose him to teach them the virtues of prayer and worshiping the Lord. However, they dishonored him and would not obey his teachings, but made a mockery of his service to God. Therefore, he condemned them in the name of the Lord, and subsequently, the Lord destroyed many of them. Isaiah wrote, Isaiah 30:1, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord." Paul said, 1 Timothy 5:1, "Rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father." Psalm 105:15, saying, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." Genesis 20:3, "But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night, and said to him, Behold, thou art but a dead man, for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife." Verse 7, "Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live, and if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou, and all that are thine." The same applies to children. They must honor God's prophets. Jesus was emphatic and doomed unbelievers of the world. St. Matthew 18:7, "Woe unto the world because of offenses." We must live a balanced life. God will ultimately destroy those who offend the Lord and his messengers, except they repent. As a child, Jesus desired to be with the elders in the temple of God. After his parents left Jerusalem, he remained in the temple, challenging doctors of the law of Moses with the scriptures. Acts 5:34, "A Pharisee, named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, Jesus was zealous for the truth, although he was a very young child, about 12 years old, because the Spirit of God consecrated him in his mother's womb. St. Luke 2:42-43, 46-52, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. And it came to pass, that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them, and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and man. Joseph and Mary did not understand that he was on a mission for God. His prophetic message was, he must be about his father's business, to give the elders a better understanding of the scriptures. Jesus did not have a biological father because his mother was a virgin, and conceived him by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a descendant of David, and became his natural father through marriage. Jesus was willing to stay 3 days to fulfill that spiritual mission in Jerusalem for God the Father. Conclusion: King Solomon prophesied about Jesus in the temple, Proverbs 20:11, even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure, and whether it be right. Jesus had extraordinary wisdom and knowledge of the scriptures. He did not desire to be with foolish children. He wanted to be with the wise lawyers and doctors, asking them questions and answering their questions.